Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is with you.
I'm Kathleen McCarthy, and you're listening to What the World Needs Now, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. I invite you to join me in this hour of God's healing power. Call and join us in conversation and prayer. Remember, what the world needs now is God, and God is love. Well, welcome once again to What the World Needs Now. You are listening to Kathleen McCarthy, and as always, it's a blessing and an honor to be with you. I continue to praise and thank God for all the sisters up there at St. Catherine Drexel at the Shrine in Bensalem, Sisters of the Most Blessed Sacrament. I continue to praise and thank God that you are continuing to pray for us and partnering with us to allow the word of God and the gospel to go forth. And I pray that God will bless you abundantly for all the ways that you support and build up the kingdom of God up there, sisters. If nobody's ever had the opportunity to visit, I would suggest you make a call and go over to the shrine. Take your family with you. It's a holy ground. It's a beautiful place to be. And I think you will love what you see there. And once again, I thank and praise God for each and every one of you, our family of listeners. I just praise and thank God for Vince. He is well on his way, you know, starting to feel better, doing better, but however, he still has a far way to go. So I praise and thank God for all of you who are praying for Vince Mento and for the way that God is knitting him himself back to wholeness. Keep up the prayers. I have someone that will be calling in a moment, and her name is Patty Bruno, and she is directing the National Day of Prayer. And if we ever needed a National Day of Prayer, it certainly is now. And she will be calling in. We're going to do a little interview about what God has pressed on her heart and how everything sort of just fell right in place. You know, when we're given a task to do, we always hope that we do it to our best ability. And that goes for everybody, from the Holy Father all the way down to the youngest child that is able to move and act and trust. And I can tell you that when you're given a task, you want to do it to the best of your ability. And I'm sure that's how this is with Patty. So once again, today is Tuesday. I invite you to call in after the first half hour. Oh, you can call in right after the interview, or even after the interview, if you want to talk about the National Day of Prayer, please call in. Or if you want to talk about the gospel today, feel free to call in. Or if you just want to call in to say thank you, Jesus, Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. So I'll give the phone numbers out now. 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. Or you can call toll-free anywhere else in the United States by dialing 1-888-343-2484. 1-888-343-2484. Well, it was a blessing and a privilege once again to be down at the Calyx Society conference, a beautiful day, a retreat at St. Gabe's. And, you know, there's Father Doug McKay. There's nobody quite like him. And it was always an honor and a blessing and a privilege to be down there with all of the people from Grays Ferry and the surrounding areas, and to see the work that God is doing in his infinite love and his mercy and his tender care of so many that gathered at St. Gabe's on Saturday. So maybe you would have a thought if you're listening today. Maybe you'd like to call in and share your retreat day. Again, 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. I'm going to open with the gospel today, as always, for those of us who, as a matter of fact, I didn't get to Mass myself this morning. And then I thought I would get up to the shrine, and I didn't get up there either. So I know for me, it's always a blessing and a privilege to be able to go to daily Mass. And when I don't get there, I really feel it. So today, the scripture is for all of us to really be washed in God's Word, to be filled with the living Word of God. And this is from John 10:22-30. It was the feast of the dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered round him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness to me. But you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. And no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Well, Patty has just called in. We'll talk and give a little meditation on the Gospels after the interview. Hello. Hello, Patty.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
Good. Well, I was sharing with our audience that you have been tapped and called upon to be the coordinator of the National Day of Prayer in Delaware County, and it'll be held at the Rose Tree Park. Yeah. Now, tell us, for those who are not familiar, Patty, and again, I'm speaking to Patty Bruno, for those maybe who have not participated in the National Day of Prayer before, or maybe really don't even know about it. So maybe you could give our listeners a little synopsis of the National Day of Prayer. I remember that Mary Campbell first brought that to our Philadelphia diocese. And, of course, not being a Catholic, this is a great opportunity for you to work to also come across Catholic Radio and be able to invite all of our brothers and sisters to this National Day of Prayer, as well as all Christians. So tell us a little bit about the National Day of Prayer.
Yes, it's a great day, and I am so excited to have the opportunity that you are giving me to talk about this with you so that we could spread the word, because so many people seem to not even know this day existed.
Right.
This day has been set aside by law to celebrate the National Day of Prayer. It's recognition of the role that faith and prayer have played in the formation and existence of the country. And What we do, we are blessed here in Delaware County because the county in media, they are behind it. They proclaim the first Thursday in May to be the National Day of Prayer Day here in Delaware County. And a little bit of the history is that it was brought into law by President Truman in 1952 that there be a National Day of Prayer. And then in 1988, President Reagan signed an amendment that it will always be the first Thursday in May. And ever since then, it has been being observed, growing little by little. And in Delaware County, we have had it at Rose Tree Park. This is exciting. This year is our 20th year right here in media. And a woman by the name of Evelyn Wright, she got called by the Lord 19 years ago to, she actually, through Mary Campbell, heard about this, and she brought it to Delaware County. And Evelyn did all the work, working, you know, getting Rose Tree Park and working with media, the courthouse, and so they're totally supportive, which I can't say the same thing for every township. They give us the park. They provide us the chairs, the podium, the electricity, and the space, and it's beautiful to have that behind us. What we do, it's a great day because we pray to God under the open sky to bless our land, to keep his blessing with our land, and also to show him that we, his creation, he's our God, and we love him. And I just look that he's smiling up in heaven to see the people here, down here gathered, that are acknowledging him and calling his name. And he said, in the Bible, he said, if my people will humble themselves, repent of their ways, come to me and call out to me, I will come and heal their land. And so that's the premise of what this whole thing is about. And I feel that everyone who comes to the park that day is somebody that God is calling to share this time with him and to ask him to remember us and that we haven't all turned from him. There's so many of us that absolutely, you know, we are his servants, we are his remnant, we are his soldiers here on this earth, and we're here saluting him and praying to him, and it's wonderful. So that's what it's about, and I do want to have more Catholics come out to this because I've been volunteering for about, I don't know, 7 years now, and the turnout, we do have Catholics come. It's for all Christians and anyone who believes in, you know, God the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we do have Catholics come, but I think the Catholic participation is a little bit light. I feel that they don't know about it as much. And so that is my vision, and what God has laid on my heart is to try to spread the word so that more people know. And you're doing, by doing this, you're letting so many people know. It's, we have chairs there. It's right on the upper level. It's on Rose Tree Park on 252 and Route 1. And it's not down in the amphitheater. It's up in the upper level under the big flag. We have chairs, but if you want a more comfortable chair, I suggest you bring your own. Come with a few people from church or your neighbors. You know, bring a few people and come and share the day. I have a terrific speaker. His name is Scott Ott. And the Lord delivered him to me. He's from Lehigh County. He is an author. He also hosts an internet news show where he does news and light humor, like a political satirist of sort. And he wrote a 20-part series, a documentary on the history of the Constitution. So when I found him, he has planted churches. He has he and his wife had a Bible camp for 5 years. He's very active in his walk with the Lord. So when I reached this man, which was totally an answered prayer, there it was all in one package, the history of our country and a man that walks with the Lord. And that's what this is about, walking with the Lord and also how the Lord was very, this United States was formed with the Lord. Amen. He blessed us. And we are a Judeo-Christian nation. And so when I got Scott, it was just, this guy's going to be great. He's a terrific speaker. And then I, this year, how we do it, the format of the program is, we open, we have the blowing of the shofar, which is the ram's horn. And that is what was used in the ancient Israel times to call the people to prayer. So we have a fellow who comes from Beth Yeshua Synagogue, and he will blow the ram's horn, and he will tell people, you know, what that is about. And his name is David Buffum from Beth Yeshua. Then we have Father Kala Greco from St. Anastasia Parish, and he's going to do the invocation, welcoming everybody, and worship, beginning the worship. He's also going to do the benediction at the end. And then we have just layers of prayer people. We will be praying for our government leaders, our churches, clergy, and the youth leaders. We are praying for our marriages and our families. We are praying for police, fire, and emergency people. We are praying for our veterans and armed forces, for our America's businesses, praying for, this is a good one, public communication. We're praying for the media, all forms, radio, television, internet, print. And I think the media needs to be called back to the Lord, because they're influencing so many in our country, and we've all but dropped out the word God from anything that we hear on our media. So we pray that the media gets infected with the Spirit of the Lord. And then we pray for our students, our teachers, and our schools. And this year, we are bringing out two things. Every year, when I would volunteer and I would attend, and we pray for marriages and families, I always wanted to pray for the unborn. So this year, which is my first year as being the coordinator, I said, we will pray for the unborn. And then God gave me a beautiful present. I was looking for someone to do the prayers for the unborn, and I wasn't finding anyone. And then I got dropped into my hand an answered prayer, a DVD by a girl named Caitlin Jane. And she is a singer and a worship leader. And I had watched a movie a couple months ago about a person, a girl, whose mother had tried to abort her. She had an abortion, but the abortion didn't work. And this girl was then adopted and lived, and when she was 18, she found out that the story was she was the result of a messed up abortion, her life. So she went in search of her natural mother. And the movie is touching, and it is what it is. And in the movie, there was a soundtrack and a song. And what got dropped in my hand was the DVD of this movie, and it's called Unborn. And Caitlin Jane wrote this song, and it's the cry of a baby in the womb, crying out that the mother has the choice and to let the baby live. Well, when I heard it, I started to cry, and I said, that song will not be a song. That song is the prayer for the unborn. And I'm so excited to be able to pray for the unborn in this way. And then, Caitlin, I asked her, and I don't even know this girl. She was so kind, and I said, I can't find any worship music. It's hard, Thursday in the middle of the day. So she has offered to come and to play all of our music for us. So as we pray, we will do some prayers, and then we will have music. Some prayers, and then we will have music. And that's great. And also this year, we've decided to pray especially for to end addiction of all sorts, drugs, alcohol, gambling, because we feel that addictions are ripping our families apart, which is then ripping our country apart. So we're going to pray for the end of that. And then I got a very special treat. Just this morning, I got a call. We are going to open the program with, there is an a cappella choir at Eastern University, and they will be coming to lead us in the Lord's Prayer to open it. And I heard them a few weeks ago, and they sent shivers through me. They are so beautiful. As I said to my friends, if you could sing a whisper, that's how they sang. towards prayer. So I just got the word, because they're all in college and they all have finals, and I just got the word this morning that they will be coming to open up the observance. So it's going to be a great day. It's a couple of hours. It starts at 11:30 in the morning. We are all to pray for beautiful weather, which the Lord will provide, because this is God's day. And what he's shown me while I have been working on this for the past couple of months, this was not easy. I had no idea what I was getting myself into when I volunteered to be the coordinator, because Evelyn said it was getting past her time to be coordinating for this. And I thought, oh, she's done it. This isn't up. I'll do it. Well, it turned out to be a huge, huge undertaking. And every day I have had to step out with the Lord and turn to God and say, deliver me. Who do you want me to have for music? Who do you want me to have for this and to get the prayers? And he has delivered, and I never saw. I now know without any, no question, our God is a living God. He's in this conversation with us. He will be there with us that day. And that's what I want everyone to know. God's with you in your home as you go through whatever your problems are, little problems or questions. Every little thing that happens in your day, to just turn to God and say, Lord, Father, what do you want me to do about this? He will answer you if you step out with him. He will not let you fall. He'll be there. And that's what I got to see firsthand.
That's right.
I think that whoever shows up, that he is calling them to come. And I want all of our Catholic brothers and sisters to take advantage of this great opportunity. If you live in Broomall or Newtown Square, Springfield, Media, Ridley, Upper Darby, Wayne, Folcroft, all of the communities of Delaware County, Media, the outskirts of Media, Wallingford, Swarthmore, come, because it's going to be a beautiful day. And if you've never been there, you have no idea how nice it is. And that's the story of the National Day of Prayer. And it's our 20th year, so I wanted to make it extra special, since we've been blessed to have 20 years right here in Rose Tree Park, that God has allowed us to have this beautiful park, to have the county behind us, to just bow down and
humble yourself. Amen. Well, Patty, I want to thank you for taking the time to come and tell us about your National Day of Prayer. My brothers and sisters, once again, it is at Rose Tree Park, 252 in Route 1, and begins at 11:30.
Yes.
And the actual date?
Thursday, May 2nd.
May 2nd. Okay.
Oh, and I'd like to ask one thing to your listeners. I'll be asking that day, but I do need volunteers and help. I'm looking at building a team for next year. You don't have to do a lot. The more that can get involved, the less work you do. But anyone that has it touch their heart, please, my email is Patty, P-A-T-T-I, Bruno, at AOL.com. Contact me. And that day, we will be passing out envelopes, and, there will be a little place to check off it if you want to volunteer. So think about it, because I do need help.
Okay.
Definitely need help. The Lord has provided a lot, but I could use more foot soldiers.
Well, there you go. The call is going out for help for this National Day of Prayers program for next year. Give Patty a call, or you can call here and get her number. And Pat, once again, God bless you, and we pray a mighty blessing on the entire day of prayer. I just want to add a little... I think a really poignant point that was made by Ronald Reagan, and he said, from General Washington's struggle at Valley Forge to the very present, this nation has fervently sought and received divine guidance as it pursued the course of history. This occasion provides our own nation with an opportunity to further recognize the very source of our blessings and to seek his help for the challenges we all face today and every day in the future. Therefore, I, Ronald Reagan, President of the United States, do hereby proclaim Thursday, May 5th, 1983, to be a National Day of Prayer. I call upon every citizen of this great nation to gather together on that day whether it be in homes, in places of worship, parks, wherever you gather to pray, each after his own manner, for unity of the hearts of all mankind. So God bless you, Patty, and we pray God will give you a mighty blessing on that day, and the sun will be shining.
Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, my brothers and sisters, any time we have an opportunity to come together and pray is a great time. And we're going to come together now, and I invite you, if you'd like to make a call, maybe you have, you know, something you'd like to ask about the National Day of Prayer. Perhaps you would like to comment on the scripture I just read, because how many times do we forget that the Lord tells us that his sheep know his voice? They hear him, and then they follow him. You know, faith comes by hearing. So today, maybe you have heard the Lord call in a very special way, maybe through another person, maybe through the scriptures. God is always calling his people, that's for sure. And he not only calls us, he sends us. And so, you know, we're very much like sheep who sort of stray. We become prey to forces which can really destroy us. You know, Satan sifts us. He sifts all of us to find out our weaknesses. And he did it with Peter, you know. He after Peter denied Jesus, he came right back in and he sifted him to find his weaknesses. And the Lord really spoke to Peter and said to him, you know, that Satan waits and he sifts us. That's what he said to Peter. Satan was waiting to sift him. And he said, but now you have been strengthened, because for every time that he denied Jesus, Jesus gave an opportunity to redeem that moment of rejection with a moment of absolute, Lord, you know that I love you. You know all things. You know that I love you. And so he said to him then, now go back and strengthen your brothers. Now that was Jesus' word to Peter. Go back now. You've been strengthened. Go back now and strengthen your brothers. And what a beautiful insight, too, to see the gift of Peter as the rock, the gift of Peter as the one that was given the keys. So the Lord speaks very tenderly to him, but forcibly, and tells him now that he's been strengthened, he must go and strengthen his brothers. And that's the same for you and I. You know, once we hear our name called, once you and I recognize the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, then you and I have an obligation, once we've been strengthened through the power of the Holy Spirit, the living waters, then we have an obligation, really, to respond the same way Peter did, and that was to go back and to strengthen those who are in need of hearing the word of God, to bring them God's strength through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the living waters flowing out of us and washing over everyone we meet. So again, the sheep who heed his voice, the Good Shepherd, you know, they should have no fear in their hearts, because it is the Lord who will move in us and through us. And he will lead us and guide us. He'll give us peace and joy. And we'll have that fellowship with God. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to have trials and tribulations and trouble along the way. But because that's the way that many times we're sifted, so that Satan finds out our weaknesses. But we have to stand tall. We have to stand firm in our faith. And we have to continue to take the word of God out, the Good Shepherd's word, not our word. We're just the messenger, but to take his word out to all the sheep so they too can hear his voice. You know, we'll all encounter trials. We'll all encounter, you know, all different kinds of difficulties. And believe me, we will encounter persecution. However, we can also face these things because we follow the Good Shepherd. We follow Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and he hears us. We hear him, and we come and follow him. You know, there's something kind of neat. I read this a long, long time ago, but I remember hearing the fact that there could be many shepherds in a grazing area, and many different flocks all gazing together, you know, eating the grass, and yet when it is time to go, that the shepherds will all call to their sheep. This is a tremendous phenomenal thing when you think about it. Each one of these shepherds would call to their sheep. And as they did, even though there were so many sheep all gathered and grazing along the same pasture, when the one shepherd will call their name and make a sound, whether it was a sound or a call or a word he spoke, his sheep recognized the shepherd's voice. And they left the rest of the sheep and started to follow after their shepherd. And as another shepherd would do the same thing, their sheep would break away. And again, follow the voice of their own shepherd. And I just think that's a phenomenal story. Because, quite frankly, even dumb animals like sheep, and they are called, they're said to be the dumbest animals. That's why they needed a shepherd. They would walk right off the cliff if it wasn't for a good shepherd. But we have the shepherd, the good shepherd. You know, I love the picture of Jesus with the sheep around his the neck, the lamb around his neck, because, and he's holding a staff, and his shepherd's staff in the other hand, and he's sort of got his hand up holding that sheep around his neck. He's the good shepherd. And I remember years ago, again, reading the fact that when one of those sheep break their legs, when the sheep would wander off, and he wouldn't respond to the shepherd's call. Maybe if there was 50 sheep there, maybe 48 of them followed the Lord. Maybe 49 of them. But that one that would wander off, Jesus would, you know, it said that the shepherd would gather that sheep that was going the wrong direction, and that when he got a hold of that sheep, that the leg was broken. And people think, well, that's horrible. That's terrible. But the truth of it is while that sheep, while that sheep's foot or leg was healing, the good shepherd carried that sheep around his neck. So it was not only given a time to heal, but it was time to experience the good shepherd holding that sheep close to him, hearing the good shepherd's voice so he could be well acquainted with him, so that it would keep that sheep from wandering off again, entering into areas that would maybe destroy that sheep, maybe going over a cliff, or entering into an area where that sheep would have been killed. So when you think about it, it's really a loving gift that he allowed that time for that sheep as he put him around his neck. You know, that's an old custom for shepherds. And how many times do you think you and I, through things that happen in our lives, when we go off and we don't really, you know, we love the Lord, we want to follow him all the days of our lives until something looks pretty good on the other side, or somebody calls us with a very alluring and tempting opportunity to come do this or come do that. And you think, oh, well, what the heck? I'll come back. And so you wander away. And what happens? You forget all about that shepherd. You forget to recognize his voice. You don't recognize it anymore. And so oftentimes our souls are in very dangerous and precarious situations. And so once again, that good shepherd will come after us. And he'll send people like you or me to bring the good news, to bring a Christ message of salvation to them, to once again He holds them close to his own heart in times that they can heal, times where they're made whole. And oftentimes it's after these great trials or tribulations or heartbreaking situations or brokenheartedness. And the Lord holds them close to his own heart. He gathers them and holds them close to his own heart. That's what he does with us. And so we are called to take that message out. We are his sheep, and he is the good shepherd. And so we're called to hear his voice. We're going to take a little break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Have you ever heard of seed faith? The biblical law of sowing and reaping? Many people fail when it comes to faith for finances because they haven't planted any seed. Any farmer knows that if you want a good crop, you have to first sow the seed. The Bible speaks about seed right from the beginning in Genesis, and it's brought up all throughout the scriptures. In the second book of Corinthians, we are told that whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. But whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Why not consider sowing your financial seed into In His Sign Catholic Radio, a ministry with a 30-year history? You should sow your financial seed into a ministry that produces good fruit. Luke tells us at chapter 6, verse 44, every tree is known by its fruit. You should sow your financial seeds where you're fed, be it here, your local parish, or other worthy ministries. Please prayerfully consider joining our monthly circle of family and friends by partnering with us financially each month. All donations are completely tax deductible and go directly to our daily expenses, like the purchase of radio airtime and keeping the lights on. All of the staff at In His Sign donate all of their time and talent on a volunteer basis at no expense to the ministry. Donations to In His Sign Catholic Radio may be sent to 136 Garrett Avenue, Rosemont, PA 19010, or you can donate securely at inhissign.com. Remember, without your prayers and financial support, our mission voice will be silenced.
Well, we're back again. And once again, as I said, feel free to give us a call. The number is 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. Or you can call toll free 1-888-343-2484. We have a couple callers on the line. I'm going to take the first call right now. And I just want to put out a caveat. You know, with this upcoming healing retreat, generational healing retreat at Malvern Retreat House, it is was on May 31st, June 1st and 2nd. That might be canceled because they wanted X amount of people by a certain date, because this is up at the big house and you need like 200 people. So my brothers and sisters, if you plan on going, you're going to have to make your reservations now so that they have a count. So again, it's a healing retreat with myself, Father DeLacy, Father Steve DeLacy, and there'll be a healing mass. You can bring all your bring your family with you, or you can put your pictures of your family members that are suffering in any way, shape, or form, and we will have that healing, generational healing mass. There'll be four powerful witnesses going to be sharing about how God did heal them, and I usually take people from one of those retreats and allow them to share what God has done in their midst. So once again, call Malvern Retreat House if you intend on going. I need to give them a count. All right, let's take this first caller. Teresa.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello, Kathleen.
How are you, dear?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
How's Ed?
He's pretty good, too. Thank you for all your prayers for both of us. We turned that off, Ed, with the two operations. He's the latest one, and I was the first one.
Right.
I had the back, as you know, the back operation, and he had the hip operation. But we're both, you know, thanks be to God, we're both doing much better.
Praise God.
I'm calling you, Kathleen, about a specific thing. Ed was coming, was at the store, and he had on Barbara Ann today, and he heard something that really upset him. And I'm just wondering if what you could tell me about it. He said that she said that Barack Obama had mentioned something about this get together with President Bush and everything at the library, and all that was good. But then he ended the conversation, or the person ended the conversation that was going into, for saying that he also called up the Planned Parenthood and said not to worry, that he was completely backing them, President Bush, I mean President Barack Obama. And that he would continue to make sure that they were.
Are you there, Teresa?
Yeah, I'm here. Ed was talking at the same time. Oh, but Barack Obama is going to meet with Planned Parenthood on Thursday afternoon, he's going to tell them that you know, he's going to back them. He's going to continue to make sure that they stay in existence. Blah blah blah.
Hmm.
I'm just very very upset about that. I know that he's not against abortion, but to hear this, you know, over this air, after people were starting to feel like, after this terrible thing that happened at, you know, with the children and everybody being blown away by these terrorists, and the way he responded with his emotions, starting to feel a little bit better about him, and then to hear something like this, very upsetting.
Yeah.
Kathleen, could you comment about that?
Actually, I can't comment about it, Teresa, only because I really don't know anything about it. I mean, I don't know anything that he said he was going to meet with Planned Parenthood or anything like that. I don't have that program on or listen beforehand. So I'm not really, I don't like to comment on something I'm not familiar with. I can only tell you that certainly if that is true, there's, you know, cause for alarm there and very disturbing indeed. However, I've seen so many things. I just received an email the other day, something on those kinds of lines, but not specifically to that. And I right away went and checked it out to see if it was a true report. And it came out back afterwards that it was not a true report. So there's many things that I hear but aren't always the truth, and believe me, I can certainly see it happening, but I do not, you know, I can't comment on it because I didn't hear the program. I don't know who said it, and I don't even know if there's any factual truth in that, but I can tell you that I will look into it. I can assure you of that, and if I find out any more about it, I will discuss it on the air, and I will hopefully have an answer for you.
Well, thank you, Kathleen. I was very, very upset when I heard this, and when Ed came in and told me, he was very upset.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that I have been doing, somebody in our prayer Bible study at, here in Collingswood had given me a picture of Barack Obama and with saying in the back of it to pray to St. Paul, who was so much against the Christians, and
right.
They, you know, and also to pray to him, because if he could be helped, then maybe perhaps Barack Obama could
right.
be helped also by praying to Saint.
Yeah, I have a prayer card on my desk myself, praying for the president, praying that God would change his heart
right.
From death to life and from darkness to light. Myself, and. All I can say is I really don't know about it, so I really don't want to go into any more over the air, because I don't know that there's that it's true, mm-hmm. but I don't know that it's untrue. So all I can tell you is I will certainly look into it, and I will get back to you on it.
All right. Well, thank you, Kathleen, for listening. I was very upset when Ed came in and told me.
Obviously.
Because, I mean, like I said, people have been starting to feel like he wasn't such a bad person anyway, you know, as thought because of the way he acted during this terrible marathon, what happened, yeah. the Boston Marathon, and the way he responded and with some feeling. And I thought, well, you know, he's got some good in him, blah, blah, blah. But then when I hear this, it makes me wonder. It just,
well, you know, when we're all in the front with all the cameras rolling and getting these great opportunities to speak, even when it's done in tragedy, you know, everyone will have their best foot forward. And, you know, there's good in every single one of us because we're created good. And you know, so we have to remember that God can, he hears prayer.
Yes.
And in the end, he's victor. So regardless of what anybody says or puts forth, we certainly know that God will work, absolutely work it together for a greater good.
Well, that's wonderful to hear you say that, Kathleen.
All right, dear.
I appreciate it, and I would appreciate you, and I believe you will look into that.
I will indeed.
In the future.
All right. God
thank
bless.
Thank you for your little notes at the bottom of our letters every month.
Oh, you're welcome, dear. God bless you.
All right, God bless
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
We have Michael on line two. Michael, are you there? Are you there, Michael?
I'm right here, Kathleen. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
You mentioned the 23rd Psalm, and every time I pray the rosary, at the end of my rosary, before around the Hail Holy Queen time, I prayed the 23rd Psalm. And I keep telling people to stop worrying about me because I have some people that are on my back about finances and my weight and this and that. And I said, the Lord has always taken care of me, and he's not going to stop now. And you have to stop worrying. They don't have the same faith. I said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And he does.
Hmm.
He takes care of me all the time. And I'm just so excited. I want to call you and tell you, just share my excitement. Now, this may seem like nothing to other people, but for me, this is a healing. This apartment is cluttered. I have things everywhere. I don't even know what I have in boxes. Well, I finally have been moved, and I believe it's the rosary. It's my prayers. I ask the Blessed Mother, please send me the strength and the Holy Spirit to help me to get moving, and I'm tearing this place apart.
Wow, good job.
Boxes, I'm cleaning, I'm dusting, and this, what I'm doing now, that I'm so excited about, is going to allow me to get access to that piece of equipment I need to give you your tape. Because I was sitting there one day saying, oh my gosh, it's April. I never made Kathleen that tape.
Don't you worry
about
it.
You were so gracious. You said, Michael, don't worry about it. That's exactly what happened. I forgot about it.
Amen.
But it's on the way.
Well, okay, Michael.
As soon as I finish this, it's the next project.
Well, I pray that God will continue to bless you, give you the strength and the energy.
It's a miracle.
It is a miracle.
And you know something? On my father's deathbed, you know, he was a man. He was like 80 years old when he was dying of cancer. And he didn't know anything about the church. He was there for funerals and weddings. He didn't know the Bible. He was not a religious man, not a man of faith. And he told me that one time. He said, Michael, I don't have confidence in religion. He grew up on the streets of New York, and he believed you had to do what you had to do, right or wrong. And that was his belief.
Hmm.
But on his deathbed, the one thing that came to his mind was, you know, I always liked the 23rd Psalm. And the reason why he knew the 23rd Psalm, because when he was a kid in public school, that's what they prayed.
That's
today,
right.
The kids aren't getting that at all.
That's right.
So this day of prayer, I could hear it in her voice, the excitement.
Yeah.
She's so excited.
Yeah.
Now, if my back doesn't bother me and I have to sit down, I can't stand, I'd love to try to get there. It sounds like it's going to be just beautiful.
All right. And also, I want to remind everybody, Thursday evening down at Father Chifo's, St. Mary Magdalene will be having our healing mass.
Is it this week?
It's this Friday.
This Friday?
Yep, this Friday. Is this the 25th?
I'm mixed up. This is the 23rd.
No, I mean, Friday. Will that be the 25th?
23rd, 24th, 26th. 23rd, 24th, 26th. Today's the 23rd.
Well, he told me it's the 25th, so I'm going to look into it then. Maybe it's Thursday.
Night.
Yeah, I'll find out.
Yeah, well, yesterday was the 22nd. Today's the 23rd, so Friday's the 26th.
Well,
so maybe if I can get the courage to go out at night with my car, maybe I'll see you there.
Yeah.
But thank you for your help and your prayers.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm kind of excited. I'm joyful. And I'm on the move.
Okay,
I got to
take this call.
All right,
God bless you.
Now.
Bye-bye. Trying to get one more call in, and it is the 25th. I'm looking at my notes. It is Thursday, the 25th. See, Mary Magdalene, let's take this call quick. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Kathleen. This is Nancy,
Hi.
Friends of Mario.
Oh, yes.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
God bless you. The reason for my call is that I am extremely anxious. I've been diagnosed with Parkinson's. I go for a second opinion this coming Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I just want peace and that anxiety to disappear. And as I was hearing your message earlier, I heard about how the enemy likes to put that fear.
Yeah.
And all day long I've been reading, and that's the message I've been hearing. And I just want for this anxiety, this anxious feeling to just disappear, go away. I know whatever God's will be, and we are not here to question him. I know that.
Well,
I have all the faith in our Lord. I know he is in charge. I just want this awful feeling that I know it's the enemy trying to take over and for me not to believe, and I believe in our Almighty God.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can assure you, Nancy, that that's all he seeks is an open heart. So we will pray indeed that God will bless you abundantly, give the doctors wisdom and knowledge and discernment that they might take on the mind of Christ to diagnose you.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we just praise and thank you for Nancy, and we ask that you would touch her body from her head to her toes, Lord, and just take away that anxiety, those fears, those doubts, and let her hear the voice of the Good Shepherd through the doctor. Let her know that God will always take care of her and provide for her needs. I have a very good friend, my friend Monsignor Ralph Chifo, who has Parkinson's. So,
I know, Mario. And I also want you to bless Mario and also bless his family.
Yep, I'm always praying for them.
He's such a good friend.
Yeah, he is.
He's more than a boss, believe me.
Amen.
But God bless you, Kathleen.
All right, God bless you, too.
I felt I needed to call you.
Well, thank you, Nancy. May God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
My brothers and sisters, we only have about 5 minutes left talking about the sheep and the shepherd and the people that hear God's voice and follow after him. You know, I'm really so disturbed about the Gosnell trial. That Judge Meinhardt, he actually acquitted Gosnell. I hate to even say Dr. Gosnell, but he acquitted on 3 counts of murder. It really is a terrible thing. This was a gruesome, gruesome, horrific evil that took place in this, can't even call it a clinic, because clinic sort of denotes, health and healing. But this abortuary, this butcher shop, and I am appalled, quite frankly, that people can hear this voice of evil flying out, and they're just starting to pick up this story on a national level, just starting to. And I'll tell you, if anything should have been front page news, if anything should have been a story blast on all the papers, because people can begin to see the evil of abortion. It should be about these 3 murdered babies who will never get justice. And like I said, this Judge Meinhardt has acquitted on on three counts of murder for these babies, these holy little innocents. So my brothers and sisters, let's come together. You talk about the National Day of Prayer. Don't wait till then. Start today. Start today to pray for this judge, that he will hear the Good Shepherd's voice, and his mind and heart will be moved to truth and justice. Because guess what? In the end, all of us will have to answer to a Good Shepherd. All of us. Every single one of us. So once again, please pray. Please pray for that the judge will literally take on truth in his heart, mind, and his spirit. The atrocities that were committed by Kermit Gosnell is as evil as anything that I have ever seen or heard about. I told you on the air, I hate to be so graphic, but he had jars of babies' feet that he had cut off. Little babies, infants' feet of those abortions. He cut off their feet and he had them in jars. Jars, these little holy innocents. This is evil personified, my brothers and sisters. Write your letters to the newspapers. Please, please, please let your voice be heard. This is an abomination before Almighty God. We come to the close of our program in a moment, and I just want to ask everybody to let your voice be heard. Let the Good Shepherd's voice be heard by allowing letters to be written to Philadelphia Inquirer. All these newspapers, go online. Tell these papers that you're amazed and shocked that they have not covered these until just recently. And believe me, they do not tell the truth about it. They give, even now, they're giving only glimpses of the horrors that have taken place here. So once again, so many of the media have failed. They've refused. You know, these are people who have turned their ears, covered their ears from so they don't hear the truth about these late-term abortions. He's a baby serial killer. Ain't no nice way to put it. So I would ask of you, all of you who are listening today, that this judge who struck down three of these counts would, he would have a mind to see, hear, and follow God's law for life and not death. And no way should this man ever receive clemency for the horrific murders he has claimed of these innocent, wholly innocent lives. There's a terror in this country, all right, indeed. And one of the largest groups of terrorists are performing these kinds of horrific, evil abortions. This is no doctor. This is a person that is filled with darkness. So my brothers and sisters, we come and we pray for, we even pray for the soul of Kermit Gosnell, that he would turn and bow down before the living God and ask for divine mercy. That he would be able to speak the truth and say, yes, I murdered these babies. God have mercy on me. My brothers and sisters, God puts before us life and death. And he calls us to choose life that we might live. I ask today that all of us would gather together and pray for God's truth and righteousness to come forth. I ask you to continue to pray for all those that lost their lives in Boston and Texas, and all those that came to the rescue and aid in so many different ways. I praise and thank God for all the unity of the spirit that we saw in all the law enforcement that gathered after they finally found this bombing victim, and now he's in custody, not victim, perpetrator. And I ask, Lord God, that you would heal your land. heal and protect our country. Indeed, if we who are called by his name turn from our evil ways, seek his face, and humble ourselves before God, he will indeed heal our land. My brothers and sisters, we are being humbled. We better have ears to hear and a heart to receive God's word. I will just say this, if you're away from the church, come on home, because we're not complete without you. May he hold you close to his sacred heart. Till we meet again, God bless you.